A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, September 18th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration, which began in earnest today.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about voter registration ahead of the 2018 elections.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, or ZEC, has started the biometric voter registration program in 63 districts around the country. The PVR is expected to create a new electronic voters' roll in preparation for next year's harmonized election.
President Robert Mugabe has already issued a proclamation under Section 36A requiring all people, even those who are already registered as voters, to register on the new voters' roll. This new roll will entirely replace the existing roll, which will no longer be used and will cease to be valid. The BVR is expected to go a gear up next month when the remaining 2,600 BVR kits are expected to arrive from China. ZEC has taken delivery of only 400 kits so far. But the opposition MDC is already challenging the registration exercise, saying ZEC is ill-prepared to conduct this exercise.
What are your views on this issue? If you want to join us right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Ye, kulaba wasan uskuma, zulugandaba, lambda skoka, ngakono kutaban sepekalisile, upalisa, kulukutua I voters roll. Sizulege, utukubula wakunangale kwenza gele, lamtanje, kwenza gala, ngefike peleo, arali lapo kusungulo kona, uhlelo lolu. So, ke, kwanda kuna ngale lako zizokutua, lukalisile uhlelo lolu, kutu abantu bebebiso lankaya, kutu abeze tinga loko kutuwa I proof of residence. So as kokeni sisi kuti siya ngapingota balolu, ukuze sibwe kwa zukuti nga uvoti, usia ubaliza wenzani. Kujalo kefoyi.
Mm-hmm. Onguka Gibbs nasi, trauti tinge tichi tarisa nezwe chirongwa, mm-hmm. cheku nyore sawa voti, cha tanga nasi. Asi bato rinopi kisare MDC, rikuta harisu kufara, nema itirugo, hariku itwa chirongwa ichochi, saka tichanzwa kubva kune mnyore mkuru, Batu Irori va Douglas Monzora kuti zviri kufamba wani asi vanhu vatanga kunyoresa kune dzimwe nzvimbo mishina yacho kana kuti maofisi acho ezek anenge anonoka kuvhura vamwe wavhura kuma 10 vamwe kuma 9 asi kune dzimwe nzvimbo muHarare vari kunzwa vakurumidza vamwe vanga vachinzi vari kudzorerwa kumba nezvikonzero zvakasiyana siyana. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, that is MDCT Secretary General, Mr. Douglas Monzora. Mr. Monzora, good evening.
Good evening, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monzora, for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away. Of course, Mr. Monzora was in court today.
So what happened in court, Mr. Monzora? We are told that you are actually pursuing this matter in court concerning the voters' registration.
Yes, the matter was postponed to Thursday to enable President Mugabe's lawyers to prepare. In fact, when the message was served at the president's offices, the receptionist refused to give their names. So the lawyer says she was unable to locate the papers. We are very, very patient. We appealed through our advocate, our counsel advocate, Martin Enda, that the matter could be postponed to Thursday because we are determined to see justice in this matter. We don't want to take anybody by surprise. We want the justice to be done, and therefore we were told to allow the president to have time to consider this matter. The matter was postponed to Thursday. But we are saying to the people of Zimbabwe that although we are fighting this case in court, people must still go and register even as of now. People must not wait for the outcome of the court case. People must not wait for the fights that are in court and outside court. People must go and register in those places where registration is taking place. We are going to court for five reasons. The first one is that there are no biometric voter registration kits. What happened is that only 400 out of 3,200 kits have...
I think maybe it's...
Hello, Mr. Monzora? I will try to call him back. But of course, he was talking about why they are challenging Zek and the president in court. I think we have our second guest, Gibbs. That is Mr. Fortune Mlalazi of the People's Democratic Party. Mr. Mlalazi, good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Now, Mr. Mlalas, what is your take on this, what is happening now that, of course, Zek has started this program, although some opposition parties are arguing that it is ill-prepared because it does not have all the required kits to embark on a nationwide voter registration exercise?
Yeah, if you remember, this is not a new issue about Zek. We have always maintained, even before 2013, that Zek is pathetic. Zek and ZANU-PF cannot run an election. They are always not prepared. But to a larger extent, we are then tempted to think that this is deliberate. For them, you know, a whole 90-something-year-old president announcing that... you will have voter registration when they know very well that they've got around 400 kits that are inadequate for the people of Zimbabwe, and they announce that they want to register more than 7 million voters. So this is totally criminal, and it cannot be accepted. Unfortunately, we as the opposition, I think we are complacent. We telling our supporters to go and register. I think a big action must be taken against Zek. We have been patient for a long time. So this is criminal of Zek, and this is deliberate, because how do you explain that, for instance, in Gweru, my grandmother, who is in Lower Gwelo, must travel 34 kilometers to go and register? It is unacceptable. Therefore, we as the People's Democratic Party view this as a criminal, if not a highly treasonous. So Zek and ZANU-PF are deliberately playing their games again.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. I think Mr. Monzora is back. Mr. Monzora?
Sorry, I don't know what happened, but I do agree with the last speaker that the acts by Zek show that it is not acting in good faith. There is an important machine where the data must be stored called the servers. And we agreed as political parties and Zek that these servers will be procured via a tender system. Up to now, we have no knowledge of those servers being procured. They have not been procured. So where is the information that is being taken being stored? Is it being stored in KG6? Is it being stored at CIO headquarters or what? The thing is that we needed to agree with Zek on the more than 10,000 voter registration centers. Right now, published 63 out of more than 10,000. That's where the criminality that the gentleman was talking about comes from. This is cheating the people of Zimbabwe. Further, we all know that there is a program where people are being given documents, and this program affects certain communities more than others. We all know the problem of documentation in Matabeleland South, Matabeleland North, and the lower Gweru areas because of the history, because of the Boko Haram. So the people are still not yet getting the ID cards, have not procured the identity cards, and voter registration kicks off. So this is unfair. What we are saying is that the rules of the game must allow for fairness, must allow for transparency. And we have seen the documents from ZEC where they are obviously lying, that they have procured a server via a transparent system. They have not done such a thing because I sit in a committee called the High Level Platform, which is a committee of political parties and ZEC. And ZEC has been telling us and promising us these things. We agreed with ZEC that voter registration must start in October when everything is in place.
But the last time I talked to Justice Makarau, the ZEC chairperson, she was saying that the servers they have, but they are being assisted by the United Nations to merely upgrade them.
Well, what is important is that the server must be procured in a certain way. Mm-hmm. It must be secured, bought in a certain way. And we agreed that the server will be bought through a tender system by the United Nations. Mm-hmm. This, to our knowledge, has not happened. She talks of a server that she has. Where did she get it from? And we want to see where are the tender documents, where is the advertisement for those servers. Zimbabweans who are able to supply or other business people who are able to supply those tenders, those things are waiting for the tender. Why was it procured, if it was procured, in such a clandestine manner? Political parties must have been told and must have been allowed to inspect the server. Make sure that the server is not preloaded with information. That was not done, and it is criminal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. Gibbs?
Just one line before anything else, Mr. Monzora. Do you trust the courts? You know, you still remember that you've got several court cases that you actually sent to the courts following elections. I think it was 2008 and maybe 2013 again. But do you trust the courts right now that they are going to make some kind of good ruling in your favor?
Whether we trust the courts or not, we shall keep on knocking at their doors. They are going to have to dispense justice. The fact that the courts have been unjust in the past, they've been unfair in the past, is no good excuse why we don't keep on testing them. So we are not only doing the courts. We are going to the courts. We will go into the streets. We have, in some times, pursued dialogue with ZEC. But we see that we are dealing with an organization that is an extension of the executive. Although Justice Makarau always wants to say that they are independent, they are not independent. They are controlled by the executive. And what they've just done shows that Justice Makarau knows that ZEC is not ready. Everybody who has sat in that committee knows that ZEC is not yet ready. And she has now gone along with the proclamation by the president because it's coming from ZANU-PF, and that's unfair.
Thank you so much, Mr. Manzora. Sisitatheke ubaba unkomo osecingweni baba nkomo kunjani hayi mbijana phosa yakho baba khona basizwe.
Yes, it's a register voucher. We have not registered in 1980. Abantabaneng have registered in 1980. Abantabaneng have voted in 1980. Abantabaneng have been in 1980. Ama opposition kufuze ekunanzelele khona lokho. And it's telling last of my opposition, no matter how many people are in the college, lapho ke bekufide khona i-opposition ama opposition party engafili nomnetha awakho ku coalition besupportane kuphela ukwenzeka ukuthi sikhuphe izano izano ngo 1980 ibingekho ngizokukhulumela ke emvela khona ibingekho esigabeni sakhe ngo 1980 sivota sibone ngo 83 zobulala abantu ku-ground bese ngicelisa abantu bakithi especially esigabeni zakithi asisebenzi singabayanga kasilalutho abantwana bayahlupheka abaningi sebeluphele ngotshwala emakhaya emareserva umsebenzi abanye sebelama-40 abalama-40 namhlanje ke besebenze if bengazange bahlakanipha ma ule-40 years ungaza kusebenze ande umbuso wezanu okwakho bhabhayi lindukufa sokuphelile ngicela bebe ama-opportunity ebe careful ethathe iinumber zabantu abangaphiwa ngama-ID izanu labangarejistanga ababise bebe-rejecta for no reason abantu bengabeZimbabwe becompile inumber le kwenzela ukuthi mathi isirigile lento esiyiphethe on paper ukuthi sile numbe engaka erejectwe ngamasibomo ngoba bazofaka lapho abakwazi khona ukuthi izanu iyarobha abantu ifake ukudla ifake ukuyigqoko abula bakugqokayo bese bevota bevotela isigqoko bekhohlwa ukuthi isigqoko lezanasomali angake belalekiso into ezaba zilamapikitha njeabantu abangasinedinga lutho ababulala abantu ezigabeni zakithi yife futhi abantu bakithi ngiba-advise ngakho abasebenzi bayahlupheka lalibona abathi basimele from 1980 I'm very sorry bantu bemathebelele ndimidlendi nimele into ezingekhoyo phambi kwenu yisikhathi sokuthi lihloniphile abana abantu ababula izanu ngo-1983 ngegugrondo sifakele i-curfew sibizwa ama-distance ukuthi wayesingasapoti izanu ukuthi sivote out umonzoro umtshele lapho yena le nto engitshoyo nemake sure ukuthi abantu abangavotanga babhalwa phansi abanganikezwanga ama-ID especially abantwana ababulawa igugrawundi ngo-1983 ezanu 50 brigade omunye wayisurvivayo nge-inki ngiyayazi la ngamangcwaba wonke ngiyakwazi abantu bakithi asilalida umuntu okuzanu vela ngimbala ukuthi kumele isigaba sakithi baba lama abanye siyababona bagcila udabengwa lapha udabengwa uright ngoba watrayina
inkomo
eleka kuphumphuthwa lesiposi yakwazi ukuthi udabengwa ngokwalo ngibona abanye bamblema abasithengisayo njengento ezingekhoyo
inkomo
babagrant udabengwa ebotshiwe so ba-advise ukuthi bengafelithi lapho kulama-opposition khona and becompile amanumber abantu abangarejistanga abangalama-I d
masiyaesesizwile baba Nkomo, siyabonga kakhulu Nkomo, siyabonga.
Ngiyabonga.
Yes, sibongele kakhulu lo ngubaba Nkomo. So you were saying that the opposition should actually take the take down notes. Whenever somebody walks into a registration center, if that person is turned away, take down the notes and say because of this and that. And those that have no IDs, he says this will help when it comes to the election proper. Yes.
Mr. Mlalazi, you seem not to be a fan of this court case. What should be done? What should the opposition do? You are a member of the PDP yourself. What is the way forward?
Okay. Probably where I should start is to advise those of our friends like Monzora that Rita Makarau, Joyce Kazembe, and other commissioners are criminals and they must go.
Mr. Mlalazi, we wouldn't want to call people names. I think we might agree to disagree, but if they are not here to defend themselves, I think let's just stick to facts and not attack anybody. Thank you so much.
Yeah, probably the reason why we are saying so is that people's lives have been stolen. People's elections have been stolen. Hence, we are taking such a stand. But however, I was still trying to say we need to advise those that have sat with those people and agreed on certain processes that you cannot sit with those individuals and agree on anything because they are not a straight people that will give you a proper a process in terms of election. Therefore, what we need to do, we have come to a point where we need to confront ZEC head on. There are no two ways about it. He said that we confront them, or they are removed, then we can have a credible election in Zimbabwe, an election that will not be contested, an election where losers will accept. And in this case, losers such as ZANU-PF will be beaten hands down and accept. But that will not happen as long as we have those individuals that we call commissioners that are at ZEC, that we know clearly that are ZANU-PF members. As long as we have staff members that are there at ZEC, whom we know that they are coming from the president's office. So those are the things that we need to set out before we even talk about the election dates. We need to clean ZEC, and it must be an institution that is independent and credible.
Mr. Monzora, what would be your response to that?
Well, I agree with him. I agree with him that...
Unfortunately, we got cut off. Asi tinemwe muterere ari kubindura. So we'll try to connect with Mr. Monzora again. Tina vamakuni magadi.
Tirinani magadi zeniko.
Aiwa tirinani. Mukati kuziyo zvanga zvifamba sei kubindura maya yedza here kuenda kunonyoresa.
Ini ndinofunga kaviri ndichaenda, but as long as it is in a battle rinonzi ZEC. Ndichitungamirira sarudzo munyika inei, maresults acho they are obvious. Because ZEC has been on the forefront of my elections is ichingobirira my elections. ZEC mwana weZANU-PF. It's known kuti mwana weZANU-PF. Saka munofungoti chii chinochinja ipapa. Kuregister tinoregister. Muriona iye zvine zvikuruvitwa anonzi mainterface rari aya asina kana agenda yeyouth. But ipapo pari kuzikanwa kuti vafana ivava ndo vane zvitupa zveplastic. Pakaita contradiction apa. RG Registrar General achiti zvitupa zvesimbi hazvizoenderana neBVR and so on. Musi wekuvhota muchazonzwa kuti zvesimbi hazvivhoti. Mayuti aya ane zveplastic ndo aakuita se ndoaakuita zvichazonzi michina yatinayo yaramba kutambira zvitupa zvesimbi. Saka pane chitsotsi chakanyanya kuwandisa. You can never trust mwana wenyoka inyoka. Akakuruma mwana wenyoka unotongofa. Hazvina basa kuti warumwa neking cobra, but mwana weking cobra, mwana weking cobra. I have never failed to trust. Iye zvinezvi mukatarisa kuti Rita Makarau is actually a relative yapresident wenyika inei. And you trust him niyeye kuti aite head my elections mugotarisa kuti pachazobuda free and fair elections. It's almost nonsense. Hapana chinobuda.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamakuni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Okay. Manzwa from Makuni is actually saying that he does not trust that ZEC will run a credible election, and then he also claims that Makarau is related to President Muga. I don't know about that. I don't know. Gibbs.
Yeah, so Swan again, Slow Mnonzano Lunga. Slow Babu Lunga, Baba Lunga, Unjan.
Baba Unjan.
I'm pretty cool, Unjan Gunapokon.
Hayi ngabako right bona makhaza kuyabanda nje.
Yeah, akutsho bavalunga. Nanku ke ubhalisa ukuvota abanye bayaxotshwa abanye sebesiya emakhoti kwemthethwa ndaba. Besithi koloko kwenziwa iZEC ngani akuqondanga. Wena ume ngapi la?
Yeah, akusho ukuthi lapha inkinga khona ikulana kuma proof of residence. Uthole ukuthi mabe abantu abaze nama proof of residence ukuya bhalisa ukuvota. Abantu abafana nabantu abahleli emakhaya le emagwisini nje yekudeni nje ungana la ungathola khona ukuthi ubhalelwa ngumuntu incwadi ngibe ngomshini mhlawumbe baze wathatha la ma-proof of residence. And ma uyibhekisisa nje indaba yakhona ukuze uthole isithupha kufanele kube nobufakazi bokuthi ungowangazi ube nabantu abakufakazelayo ukuthi ungumuntu owendaweni ethile esiyamazi mhlawumbe esebhuku esendaweni ethile. Leyanto ngiyakhola ukuthi uma kuyiwa ngathi kuma kuyokuyoregister laphana igama lakho liyaphuma lapha kuma-computer ukuthi vele umuntu wendaweni ethile. So bahlelwa yini ukuthi bethathele khona lapho nje kulokho abakuthola ku-computer than ukuthi bethi bona umuntu ufaneleke ebe le-proof of residence yala ohlala khona. Maye singathi nje silinganise ngokuthi ugcekeze kumbe uwone something. Kutholakale nje imininingwane yakho noma ama-fingerprints ukuthi ubhekeze kwabulawayo ungowasemakhaya angibona ukuthi kusabavimba ukuthi bangazibophi uma ngabe kufaneleka kubophi bazokubamba kuphela belandelela imininingwane yakho wayibhalisa for umuntu istati lesi lapho wacala khona nje ukuthi uyothatha i-birth certificate wabhaliswa sibani bani nabo sibani bani esigabeni esithile. So lana ngibona ngathi yindlela nje iyokureject abanye nabanye nje kuyabe kusazakala ukuthi mhlawumbe ngeke bevotele iqembu elibuzayo. And then sizozalana kuma-opposition ama-opposition akithi nje iningi lawo nje siwaza bephuma lapha emsakazweni selokhu bekhala ngokuthi sifuna ukuthi sikhiphe izano yembusweni sinkusha izano embusweni singele kunembusweni but abanikeza abantu i-strategy sabo sokuthi labayongena kwena embusweni bazobenzelana abantu banjalo bazobasiza kanjani abantu ngoba siyazi kuve izano kudalisa embusweni so inokwazi iyakwazi ukuthi nayo ithembisa abantu ukuthi sizalulekela imisebenzi abantu nabevume uma bebona nje ukuthi kuthanda ukuba nzima manje baya ngoku-ophoza nje kuphela ba-ophoza baphikisa bayangabilina ngale but abazi nendlela yokutshela abantu ukuthi sizokwenyezelani uma singene embusweni yayibona indaba and nale eyakugula kwama-leaders nje oyi-2 ngibona ngathi isithanda ukuba nenkinga manje sikhombisa nje ukusobala ukuthi abantu laba vele bona ngabantu abafuna ukuyihlalela ngezikhundleni ngaphandle ukuthi beshare nama-deputy abo ngoba kumanje uMorgan Tsvangirai zokuthi uyagula ukhona lana waye engabambisi i-deputy yakhe isali imbambele ngale lana uthi isizwe lokuthi uyakhuluma unje uyagula unje bayacomplaina ukuthi abantu bakhuluma kanje ngayo but siyambona indlela avela ngayo nje ethombeni ukuthi yena usentekenteke nje angibona ukuthi usangamuntu angakhokhele nje ilizwe nje ngocwele like umongameli wethu-ke siyambona nje naye vele neminyaka seyihambile nje for ukuthi nje ngaphandle kokugula nje vele ngibona ngathi akasenawo amandla ukuthi angaphathe ilizwe nje kuya phambili
yes siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke
ngibona ukuthi angashare naye namajetshithi akhe mhlawumbe-ke siqhubekele phambili la eshiye khona.
Hayi ah, yes, siyabonga mnumzana Luka ongathinga kusasa ba
yebo baba hayi ngibongile.
Yeah, that is Mr. Lunga. He's talking a lot about you know the proof of residence demand. He says it's just unnecessary. It's going to impact a lot of potential voters. And he says there's a lot of vote buying that is done by the ruling party. At the same time, opposition parties do not have something like a selling point for what maybe they're going to do for the people. When they get into power, you know, they have nothing, according to him. And he says what is worrying mostly is you have two leaders that are ill right now. He says Morgan Tsvangirai and President Mugabe. He says, so at the end of the day, these two are not even eligible in terms of, you know, getting voted for because the other one is old and the other one is sick. So why should you vote for such people? That's his opinion there.
Let's go to what some of our people following us on VOA Shona, our page, are saying there. We have Tendai Stole who says, I'm watching from South Africa. Thank you, Tendai. We have Precious Rabva who says, watching from Gaborone, Botswana. Spiwe Luka, also watching from South Africa. Then Joseph Majamuse who says, going to an election, it is merely legitimizing ZANU-PF's rule as they will steal and find a way to cheat. I'm disappointed with SADC. I'm in West Africa and ECOWAS is very proactive in the region. Then we have Felix Foxy Jose who says that's the game of ZANU-PF. Nicholas Chitatu anoti taneta nekudzvinyirirwa taneta tanzwa tayuwira tiri kubirwa mavhoti takahwina kare nyika ndeyedu takangosungwa nevapambi pfumi. And then Morgan Chizemo says, please call me. We'll try to call you, Morgan. I think Mr. Monzora is back. Mr. Monzora?
Thank you very much. I suspect I'm a victim of cybercrime.
Indeed. We are going to introduce a bill to make sure that no one interrupts your phone.
Yes.
Right. I think you were responding to Mr. Mlalazi's allegation that Zek is not credible And of course, many are saying you don't have to trust that it will run a credible election. Zimbabwe might end up being another Kenya where elections are disputed.
Yes, that is not credible. It has lost the battle for impartiality. The test of impartiality, it has failed it. But I want to say that while Ms. Mlalas may be right that we shouldn't go to court, he must tell us what else we should do. I think we should do what is called political triangulation, where we will do all the methods. If it asks us to go to the street, we go to the street, we go to the court as well. We shall not donate a forum to ZANU-PF. We shall not say these forums are unfair, and therefore we won't go. We will have to go and keep on knocking. And if we keep on knocking, we will one day succeed. I just want to answer to the general talk about 1980. Mm-hmm. The distinction between 1980 and now is that the 1980 elections were not conducted by Smith's Zek or Mzorek's Zek. They were conducted by an independent international body. Mm-hmm. Right now, a Zek which is extremely militarized. Then I want to go to the comment about Tsvangirai and Mugabe being the same. Tsvangirai and Mugabe has one distinct difference. One is old and the other is not. One has ruined the country and the other one has not. And it is not, if somebody falls ill, that's not a disqualification of running the country. One of the best statesmen on this earth ran his country when he had prostate cancer, and that was Nelson Mandela. So the fact that he has an illness, he has a condition which they are honest enough to disclose, means that they are honest to the people of Zimbabwe and be entrusted with the people's lives and the people's vote. So Morgan Tsvangirai is coming back. He is ready to lead Zimbabwe, and we are happy about our friends in the opposition. Right now, six political parties have joined in the court action that took place today. They want to be part of the court action, and we are happy about that solidarity. Those political parties who see things differently but who want us to fight the system are welcome to come with their ideas. And we are very, very happy. We agree with the PDP. That is, Zek is not credible. And that's why we wrote to Mugabe to say Zek must be disbanded and it must be replaced by a SADC and the AU election management body. So that we are in agreement on that. But we are not in agreement to say we should not fight in the court. We should fight in every possible forum until we remove these people.
Thank you so much, Mr. Monzora. Of course, the Americans have a saying that you can walk and chew gum at the same time. That's what you are preferring to do. Let's go to Mr. Mchemwa. Makadiva Mchemwa. Mumemteriredu Mchemwa Muripo Ere.
Or maybe you can go to Mlalas, then I'll take a caller. You can go to Mlalas.
Mr. Mlalas, you want to react to that?
Yes. I agree with Mr. Monzora on some of the things that he's saying. Like I said, that I was advising people like Monzora, who still have the energy to engage Zek, that you cannot legitimize a fraud. The more you engage them, the more they think they are legitimate. So I think we need to get to a point now that we must leave Zek and engage them politically. Obviously, they are a political organization. They have shown us those colors. So that is what we need. And at this stage, in terms of the way forward, some of us strongly believe that SADC must step in, and AU also must step in because Zimbabwe has always been on an agenda for SADC for a long time, for wrong reasons. If they do so, if they step in, it will then help us to create the Zimbabwe we want, to create the Zimbabwe that we know. It can only go on SADC's agenda for good reason at a later stage when they have sorted out this mess, unless if they do not want. But at this stage, I think we need SADC and AU to step in so that we can move forward as a country, so that we can save our people, so that we can stop talking about the issues of leaders that are ill or leaders that are sick, so that our leaders can attend, can be attended in our hospital, so that our people also in Mzarabani can go to Parenya, can go to any other hospital and be attended there. But as long as we do not sort out ZEC politically, or we do not sort out our country politically, we will always have these problems. Therefore, we need to stand up, and SADC must listen to us, AU must listen to us, if they want to solve problems. And let us remember that if they do not sort out these problems in Zimbabwe, they will affect Botswana, they will affect South Africa. So we definitely need them to step in as a body that is responsible. And we as Zimbabweans also must play our role in terms of political engagements. Obviously, like I'm saying, these engagements on the table do not work, will not work. ZEC has shown its true colors by now, we must be knowing. So we need to move forward rather than going backwards with ZEC.
Thank you so much. We have a statement from the Election Resource Center, which was monitoring what was happening in conjunction with some of its partners. Time of opening, their statement is saying ZEC announced that voter registration centers in the 63 districts shall open between 8 a.m. and 4:45 hours. Reports received by the ERC indicate that some polling stations, such as Remembrance Complex in Harare, opened on time, while others opened late. With Gain Supermarket in Lupane and Mashingo District Administrator's Office opened at 9 a.m. and 10 p.m. Respectively. On the speed and rate of registration, they are saying, according to reports received by the ERC from various voter registration centers, it took an average of 20 minutes per person. This is contrary to the 4 minutes per registrant that was assured by the Zimbabwe Election Commission during stakeholder engagements. And they are saying of note was the case of ZANU-PF national spokesperson Ambassador Simon Kayamoyo, who took above 18 minutes to register as the fingerprint scanner could not read some of his fingerprints. Interesting. Turned away potential registrants between 8 a.m. and 12:40 hours. The ERC witnessed 5 people being turned away at Remembrance Complex in Harare for failure to produce proof of residence. Further, the absence of a commissioner of oath at some of the voter registration centers exacerbated the situation, as turned away potential registrants had to look for a commissioner of oath somewhere else who charges $1 for an affidavit. And then in Mashingo, they are saying there was no commissioner of oaths on site, while in Harare, the commissioner left the registration center early. Voter registration centers, locations and directions. The ERC noted that some registration centers are either too far from the citizens they are supposed to serve. Of note is the registration centers for Sanyati in Mashonaland West Province, which is located in Kadoma, more than 70 kilometers away. These are some of the things that the organizations that are monitoring elections are saying, and they are also saying in Lupane, the voter registration centers is at Gain Supermarket, not stand number 246, Multipurpose Hall, Kusile Road, District Council Offices, Lupane, as advertised by ZEC.
Yes.
That was misleading. Tinebwe mtereri, vamchemwa, magadi vamchemwa.
I still mchemwa ngani kako.
Vamchemwa.
All right,
Gibbs.
So, akusitele wena uzwa kutwana ngodabalo
sina ubona nje ukuthi amazimazo ngizwe izivuma
la yenza so baba yenza so sicela usondele sicela usondele efonini ungayifaka ku speaker phone sondele sibili ibambe kuhle
okay sokuzwakala
kakhulu kakhulu ye qhubeka
ngithi senziwa izilima lapha yindlela abeplane ngayo abezanupf lezeki ukuthi bazabisa imali okuzeni imishini eshodayo ukuthi abantu berejiste babekwazi ukuthi lapho ezaba khona iyabe ikhava ama-supporters ayo ezanupf so mbona ngani into eyenzakalayo lapha senziwa izilima nje izanupf akula lapho kuza kukhetho lolu nje izanupf izaziwinela nje ekusegcekeni
So bona zani ikukurika wangona nokujala ukucatshangelwa
ya lokhu ku-obvious lokhu babadube lokhu bakulo kunye izanupf sizwinele nje singaqali ukuvota
so manje kwenziweni anto uyabona ukuthi lapha-ke umnumzana umonzola labanye bakhe sebehambisa udaba lolu kwemthethwandaba ubona nto kuyaphumani khona
vele iminyaka yonke sihleli kudlalwa ngemthethwandaba but akula nto ephumelelayo
phokuthiwe
umgabe lwana sizamhloniphe sezingene ebhokisini kefe abantu lokhu esimhloniphe amazimbabwenzi asukume ekhanya ukuthi afuna ukucorrecte something ezimbabwe
nxa usuthi asukume ayiregister phela
no nizama ukuthi asizame lathi ukuthi siyafuna ukuthi kuchange ukuthi kufuneka ichange ezimbabwe nxa lokhu sikhuluma ngemthethwandaba siyelelale at the end izanupf iyabusa emthethwandaba kakusoze sicontrole lutho izeki under izanupf akula nto ezahamba kahle amazimbabwenzi let's fight for i-freedom
njani
let's fight like bona otunisi o-egypt benzani olokhu zeno ilibya yenzani asizame lathi amazimbabwenzi ukuthi kuchange lapho esiya khona
ukuthi
sifuna ukuthi ilizwe libe njani
hayi ke siyakuzwa ke mnumzana
ngomlomo nje langemthethwandaba kulalapho esiyawina khona
kodwa thina sikhuthaza ukuthi abantu bengadubulani phela nijobona sikutshona
ngiyakuzwa but okusalayo ukuthi izanupf izabe ilokhu isicontrole ilokhu isidlalisa nje njengama-tennis ball lokhu isibhampisa
paul izabhamba kuze kuthini
hayi mhlawumbe umgabe efile maybe kulapho kungaba lesomething ekhanya as long ephila yena nothing ezachatha
hayi mnumzana mehluleli imbongela kakhulu ba
hayi siyabonga ba
ye so that was Mr. Mehluleli and saying that you know this is a great plan by Zek and Zanupf they want to bring just a few machines so that they can only register their own people and they know where they're registering people that maybe most of their supporters are in those locations. So he says, you know, it's high time Zimbabwe should stand up, really. And maybe make some public protests and all those kind of things. He says that matters most other than going to the courts and all those kind of things. And he says, Zimbabweans, please stand up, according to him. Yeah.
Let's go to Mr. Monzora. Is he on the line?
Yes, I'm back on the line.
You heard what... the ERC observed. What is your take on all that?
We totally agree with that. In fact, in Masvingo, the ZEC said, the machine said there is no Ward 7. When Ward 7 has existed since 1980 in Masvingo. So, one, it's that the ZEC officials are ill-prepared. It took me 30 minutes to get registered. It took President Mugabe quite a lot of time to get registered. It has taken Simon for 18 minutes to be registered, whereas these machines are designed to register a person every 4 minutes. So these people are taking 400% of the time that is earmarked for that in order to do the job. That shows that they are not trained because they are taking border gazes. The youth officers, these are the people who are being taken. We have received reports that some teachers were returned from Dare, from Rusabe. The ZEC officials don't want teachers, they want border gazes instead. We want this to be a transparent exercise. We want this to be a fair exercise.
It is incredibly important for Zimbabwe to have a free and fair election. It means investors will come. It means our poverty will go. But if we have these elections which are mafia-type, then we are heading nowhere. We agree totally with the report. It is very accurate. And we have received similar reports as well.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yeah, Baba Mlala, sike sithaye ngesintu sibili. Nxa ukuthi enkundleni kulo Nompembe. Unompembe phinde futhi engoyodlala ibhora njalo enguye ongogoalkeeper engumgadli konke lokhu. Kambe ubonani kungaphumani? Phela asikho konoku okwenzeka ukuthi bayilokhu lalokhu lalokhu. So ke manje libona nzani kungaphumelela yini ukuthi bayenze konoku kuthiwa yi-transparent process?
Hayi, khona eqinisweni akulanto ezaphuma. Ngikhumbula komnye umnyaka kule indoda ethiwa nguPaul Swela yake yathi madoda asi sukumenini omama babopha amarogwe sesifika esikhathini se-resistance where we must stand up sithi hayi into leyo yindawo thina sicina lapha asisakhulumisani size silungise lolu hlelo. I think sesifanele sifike kuleso sikhathi where i-resistance njengomunye umlaleli umzila ukuthi abantu bavele sebetibona kathi eLibya balungisa njani okwabo kathi e-Egypt benza kanjani. Yikho sofanele sifike khona, akula ngenye indlela ngokuthi sihambe kuhlelo lwama-elections sifike silona siphonona singene sidliwe kuleyo election bese siphuma sikhono nenjalo kakubasizi abantu bakithi. Abantu bakithi, they want a solution. And in this case, i-solution ikhanya ingendlela eyi-one. The legal comfort that is remaining for our people, enale encane nje, we must sacrifice it now and stand up peacefully and refuse and say, sikunala, iveki kayihambe lo mgabe wayo.
So ngicela ukuthi nje ubukubake kamnandi sibili kakhulu ngesintu phonga ukuthi just less than a minute ngesikhiwa phonga cha khona.
I think we have reached a boiling point in our country where we cannot go any further complaining and mourning about Zeki and ZANU-PF stealing elections. We have come to a boiling point where we are saying enough is enough. If the people of Libya did it, if the people of Tunisia, Egypt, and other countries, who are Africans, by the way, did it, why can't we do it also? We must get to a point where we sacrifice the legal comfort that is remaining and stand up and say enough is enough. Peacefully, we resist ZANU-PF and ZEC.
Thank you so much. Stand on the line there. Stay on the line, sorry. Silo Mazulu, lapha usiqhunga necholojo. Mazulu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Yeah, kunjani necholojo kona ngapha?
Hayi, kuright, kuchisa kuphela.
Akutsho ke nantu daba Mazulu.
Hayi, mina ngiyakuzwa konke lokho okukhulunywa ngabantu. Abantu siphonga ukukhuluma ngomlomo. Kona ukuthi ngabe abantu siyaregistra siyevota sikhiphe phela nezane sithi kasiyifuni ayikhona ukuyikhipha ngomlomo.
Nxa ufika khona ngale usasazama ukuyabhalisa uzokuthiwa ibizo lakho singeke salifaka ngoba awula i-proof of residence. Pho kumele wenzeni Mazulu?
Kufanele uyadinga i-proof of residence. Vele siyakwazi sonke elizweni lakithi ukuthi nxa usiyabhalisa ukuvota uhamba lesithupha kumbe le-passport kumbe le-ID yakho.
Ye, so ke akukhulume labantu bezimbabwe ukubatshele sibili ukuthi kumele kwenziweni nxa ufuna uyarejista.
Kumele sihambe siyerejista abantu bakithi singakhulumi ngomlomo soko sithi zani umgabi zani umgabi. Asihambeni sonke ngobuningi siyerejista sivote siyenze lokho esikufisayo.
Nxa bangawalela-ke Mazulu khola ngale befike bethi hhayi sibone ngazani akuhambe kuhle kumele ugcine usenzani kodwa?
Hayi, kumele ngibambe ngamandla ngidinga ibizo lami ngize ngilithole ukwenzela ukuthi ngivote ngoba vele ndesifiso sokuvota ngikhiphe izani.
Kodwa wena subhalisile yini khona ngapha etsholojo?
akukafiki kithi ngaphechilizina.
Oh, bathini?
Ayi asikezwa bengizwe abantwana besikolweni bebeya bekhuluma bethi kuthiwa siyaqala mhlaka 22 ukubhalisa esikolo.
Wesikolo isikolo kuthiwa kuyini?
Ngiyahamba ngiyobhalisa.
Ye, kuthiwa kuyini isikolo senu?
Ithilizina sikolo.
Oh, ithilizina, eh?
Eh.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Phosele ukugcina amaZulu.
Hayi, ngiyakukhuthaza abantu bakithi. Sikhuthaleni so ubona siyavoti kakhulu thina abantu abangomama siyephulela amalungelo kakhulu so kumele siyevota siwine kwenze ukuthi sithole ilungelo lethu.
Sibonge kakhulu Mazulu, ungadinela kusasa Ntombendala.
Hayi mbonile baba.
Ye, kuhle kunjalo. So that was Mazulu, she's in Cholocho and she's saying that they are going to start the registration exercise sometime this week. So, but she's very concerned about Zimbabweans. She says, Zimbabweans talk too much and too little, you know. So she says, go and register to vote, period. And people know what to carry, you know. Says, you know, it's an ID, proof of residence. Why not carry those if you can have them? So do that, according to her. Yeah.
Regai tichi zokere kuna va monzora. Va monzora, tukura watu wanu, watu tanga kunyores kwa murukuru zira enyuanu kuti vaende kuno nyoresa chicha muri kuda kuti chitange chanyatso itwa kuti zvinzi vanhu vakunyoreswa mune zvakanaka pasina mutauro.
Chekutanga toda kuti vanhu vacho vave nezvitupa kunyoresa. Chechipiri tiri kuti isu iri kunzi proof of residence iyi. Munhu ngaangonyora tsamba yake inotaura kuti anogara kati. Zvekuti zvodirwa nemalawyers izvi kupedza nguva ikoko. Saka ndokurudzira tarachita kuita muzeki kuti munhu anofanira kuregista ngaakwanise kuregista. Asi zvatiri kunyanya kutaurawo ndezvekuti vanhu vedu ngavaende kuenda kuvhota. Angowana mukana ngaaite prioritize kuenda kunoregista kuvhota. Ndiyo chete nzira yatinobvisa nayo hurumende iyi. Nokuti tikaregedza kunovhota zvakare vanongodzokazve ivo vana Mugabe ava votiurayira nyika yedu zvakare. Asi zvatinyaya kudawo isu ndezvekuti masenda acho awande, mavota registration center acho awande, nokuti takabvumirana kuti panoregistira munhu ndo paanovhotera. Saka zvikoro kwavanovhotera padhuze pane kwavari kuendeswa kumadhisitrict uko. Saka munhu anongofamba pachikoro panofamba mwana wake wechikoro achienda osvika oregistra ipapo. Takabvumirana zvakare kuti registration iyi pasenda imwe naimwe, pachikoro kana pakliniki imwe naimwe inofanira kutora 16 days vanhu vachiregistra ipapo. Asi hatisina vimbo yokuti zeki ichaita zvayakataura. Asi toda kuti tizivise ruzhinji kuti toda kuti tinoenda kunovhota. Asi patinoti taakuda kuita action, munhu wese ngatipinde kuti macho tigodemonstrata kuti vanhu veZimbabwe havachadi madistoro ari kuitwa nechihurumende ichi. Tiri kuda sarudzo dzakachena, tiri kuda mutungamiri anosarudzwa nesarudzo dzakachena, kwete mutungamiri anosarudzwa zvekeeja.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamonzora. Regai tiende kuvateereri. Totanga namukoma Donald. Makadii mukoma Donald?
Ndofara mukoma Blessing. Makadii kona mukoma Chris ikoko?
Namukoma Gibbs. Aiwa tiri right zvedu.
Namukoma Gibbs, ya.
Right. Mukoma Donald, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndoda kukwazisa vamonzora. Ndoda inini nyaya ndiri kuona apa ndoda kuti pakaita era huru chaiyo chaiyo, mukoma Blessing. Era iri kuitika vanhu vekuZimbabwe tinoita sekuti tinongova tinongo hatizi kuti tinofunga sei kana kuti tinoona sei, tinoonera zvinhu padhuzedhuze. Nyaya huru iripo apa ndoda kutaura kuna honorable wedu vamonzora. Nyaya yakaitika mistake ndeyekuti pakutenda mishini yekuChina ndo pakataa kunaita mistake. Vangade vakatoratidzira vakatoti no demalog iyi, vangade vakapa demalog yekugermany ya identification system. Ndopakade pakatanga nyaya ipo, vakade vakazviramba zvakazivikwa kuti matenda upo waChina, ndopakade vakatanga kuramba. Hati muri kuona na problems zvakaitika kunzi munhu unoita 18 minutes achiregista, vamwe ndoita 4 minutes.
Ngoma Donald, rinogona kunge risiri dambudziko remushina asi kuti maybe vanhu vacho havana kudzidziswa nekuti vanga vakunzi 2 days, amuoni here kuti pamwe vamugabe vanenge vakakurumidza kumedza kutsenga vachada pavakati zeki ngaitange kunyoresa vanhu, iyo zeki ichirudzidzisa vanhu.
Eh, ndezvimwe izvozvo kuti vakazongomanyira kutaura madays, but pasati pava neurongwa hwakatitasatasa hwekuti zvarongeka here zvokuti zvingakwanisa kuzodi kuzoti vanhu vanyorese zvichibuda panguva iyo yavanenge vatara. Ndiro chete period yavakatara idoko tichiona kuti zvinhu zvazaungana. Handi kuona. Ende tichasaukama hwemusangano unonzi wezanupiefu nechina. Musangano ukama hwakabva kare hwechipasi chigare. Ndokuti ipapo ndopavangadai vakaona vana vamozora kutika apa ndopavangadai vakatanga kungoramba vanhu voratidzira saiti zvoita vanhu vekuno South Africa tingadai takangovaramba kungoti hano iGermany ngaipo ichitenda chete izvi zvokuzoti vabvuma iko zvino vako iye kumakoti handioni chibudirira kungotambawo nenguva hapana chinobudirira mukoma Blessing
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald tinotenda that's Donald thank you so much Donald is saying that the first mistake was to allow Zek to procure these BVR kits from China. He's saying that it should have gone to a German company.
So he believes that these are Xinjiangs, eh?
Indeed. He says China is too close to ZANU-PF and, you know, they can be tampered with.
Yes, one against Loba Usbakulure. Unjani Usbakulure?
Ngiphila njani?
Ngiphila kakhulu isikhathi dukodwa ke iphosela kuba.
Ya mina ngiba nombuzo ukuthi okay ndesithupa nebeth. Proof of resident usebhuku nemvumo yini ukuthi ayibhale yena ayifake stamp sakhe yamfakazeli.
Ye kunjalo.
Okay into engiyidingayo nje ukuthi ngingajoni ukuthi ma ngihamba indawo eziningi.
So kodwa uyabuyela ekhaya yini ukuthi uyekwenza khona?
Ngiyakufuna ukuyavota engikhathele ngokhulu manje.
Abantu bathini kodwa ukuthi bayibhalisa baphinde babuyele e-South? Awusuzobahluphe khona?
Inkinga ebantwini abatsha mbona bekhala kakhulu bathi noma singavota uzariga. So bona bebengafuna ukuyavota ngoba kuvele ujwayele ukuriga. Kutsho ukuthi abantu bona bafuna ukuzivisela endaweni endala lizabelo bethi akuqedwa lutho ngomlomo.
Po manje kumele kwenziweni sibakhulu?
Ukuvota yikho embona kulungile ukuthi sihambe sivote sibone ukuthi yaphikelela into yakhe yokuriga o kanjani since start esinye istep.
Hayi ke siyabonga mnumzana ongadinwa kusasa.
Okay.
Yeah, so he's asking one fundamental question. If you have a birth certificate or and an ID card, are you allowed to vote to vote, you know? Says maybe not, but then can you consult your crawl head? You know, in terms of, you know, him writing something for you to say you stay in a certain place. So then my response was, perhaps yes.
Va Monzora, manzwa zviri kutaurwa nemwe muteereri wedu yekuti mungadzokorora zvinodiwa kuti uende kuno register. Anga achiti ne birth certificate unganyorese.
Yeah, birth certificate, ID card. And then can you approach your crawl head?
Okay.
To say, can I have a proof of residence?
Va Monzora.
Kana ya chekutanga ndechekuti kana uri chitupa chako chisina kunyorwa kunzi alien chisina a uyauya unogona kungoenda nechitupa chete neproof of residence yako hapana need ye birth certificate saka proof of residence iyi tsamba yakasabhuku inoita tsamba yakanzela inoita affidavit raunonyora iwe uchiti ndinogara pakati rodindwa na commissioner of courts rinoita zvakare. So kana tsamba yemagetsi, tsamba yemvura, tsamba yefoni inongoratidza zita rako neadresi yako iproof of residence zvakare. Asi kana chitupa chako china AU alien uya chinoda kuti vanoda kuziva kuti uri chizvarwa cheZimbabwe here. Saka vanoda birth certificate rako rinoratidza kuti wakabarwa muZimbabwe. Saka ndipo chete paunoenda nebirth certificate rako kana chitupa chako china euya.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, maybe you can just...
Yeah, mlala zvokuqina nje kupela, just to say what is the next step. 10 seconds. I think Ms. Amlala is out there.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Unfortunately, we have run out of time. We want to thank our guests this evening, MDCT Secretary General Douglas Monzora, and also Mr. Fortune Mlalazi of the People's Democratic Party. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer, signing off and saying have a blessed evening. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stewart saying good night, Zimbabwe.